Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The kingdoms of this world are the property of the sovereign God of the universe, who has formed them for his own purpose and sets over them wicked men. Nebuchadnezzar was just such a wicked king who was enamored of his own power and thought he actually had the ability to do as he pleased. He was shown his error in a grass field where he was made to eat grass like an ox, as the Lord brought him to understand that all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? Before coming to this revelation, however, Nebuchadnezzar decided to build a monument to his own glory in the plain of Dura. It was fashioned of fine gold and was approximately 90 feet tall, so that it was on display for all eyes to behold. Having built this fine image, he thought it proper to compel men to bow down before it. Most Babylonians did so without so much as a second thought. Babylon is a type and shadow in the scripture of the religion of men. The golden image is a type of the religious error which men by nature embrace, since they have an affection for it even as men have a natural affection for gold. All of man's religions have one thing in common, which is a reverence for the free will of men, and subsequently an exaltation of the supposed worth, immortality, and invincibility of men in one degree or another. Just as Nebuchadnezzar was angry at those who would not worship his image, so the worshippers of man's free will and intrinsic worth will grow vehemently irate when those who will not bow down before this monstrosity of error speak out against it, and seek by the grace of God to lay the axe to the root of man's pride. This was the very reason that the Jews hated the message of Christ. He told them in no uncertain terms that they could not receive or believe his words. He gave them nothing in which they could glory or perpetuate their preeminence in the sight of men. The natural man cannot endure sound teaching and hates any message which robs him of a place to glory. Yet today there is a golden image of even greater proportions than the one which Nebuchadnezzar built. Greater the numbers of those who bow down before it worldwide, as the sounds of many instruments play the siren songs that appeal to their flesh. The metal from which it is fashioned is fool's gold, and its message is that which plainly denies the very words of Christ and makes the salvation of sinners to be dependent on their own free will decision or choice. One only has to listen to the religious hucksters of the day for a short time until they are heard emasculating the power of God to save his own, by telling men that God has to wait for them to let him save them, and that they can thwart his purpose by not believing. This is a great deception, really an outright lie, which is as a mighty broom sweeping many to their destruction as they bow down on the plain of Dura and worship this golden image, which is so pleasant to look upon, thinking themselves to be the followers of Christ. The Lord's hand is not shortened, nor is his power to bring salvation to as many as the Father has given him in any wise diminished, nor is his purpose to give them the kingdom in any sense thwarted. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. If one is interested in building great congregations of people, or preaching a message that will appeal to the masses, then he cannot preach the same message that Christ did. The fiery furnace of disapproval will be heated 7 times hotter by those that worship this image and despise those who worship none but Christ. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow to this image and manifested the likeness of the quickened sons of God, in that they will worship none but the true Christ. The Lord said, For false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders, to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. They are like the quickened sons of God, in that they have no regard to the cost of following Christ. Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And they are like the quickened sons of God, in that Jesus Christ alone is the basis of all of their hope. There was a fourth man walking in the fire with the three Hebrew men, and upon him were all of their hopes cast. They had no idea beforehand if God would deliver them from this furnace, but they had no other upon whom they would call, even as Job testified, Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. The only hope of Christ's people is Jesus Christ and him crucified. What is your hope?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.